Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we're going to talk about New York City's new debate over electric bicycles, an issue that has gotten more divisive since a segment on this show that stemmed from our People's Guide to Power series. It managed to actually bring about a policy change to which there is now a backlash. A People's Guide to Power focuses on telling stories about how citizens and politicians use power to change policy. Well, one episode focused on Matthew Scheffler, a 60-year-old investment manager who made it his citizen duty to stop illegal e-bike riding in its tracks. Living on the Upper West Side, he felt e-bike riders were going way too fast and could end up killing or hurting pedestrians or even other cyclists. He criticized the city for not taking the issue seriously and for going after individual delivery people who ride the e-bikes rather than the restaurants which own and deploy the electric bicycles. Here he is saying what he would say to the mayor if he got a chance.
So I would say to the mayor, can you look into this as an issue and maybe as a task force to find really practical solutions? Just to mention, the current practice is to pursue the individual rider of these bikes. And my sort of no-brainer take was, hey, wait a minute. You know, I see 10 of these bikes outside Ollie's. People are coming and going with delivering food. Why can't I just go in and find the restaurateur if, in fact, they're illegal?
Well, we played that clip for the mayor on our weekly Ask the Mayor segment. And a week later, back on the show, the mayor announced that, yes, the city would make a change.
Well, I'm ready to say we're going to move for city council legislation to change the approach, because I think the caller was right that to penalize the delivery people and not those who employ them made no sense and obviously wasn't working sufficiently.
So last election, it was horse carriage rides. This election, it was e-bike rides. Maybe by the time he runs for president, he'll promise to ban gondolas or bumper cars or red convertibles driven by middle-aged men. Well, since that announcement by the mayor here on the show, the debate over e-bikes has actually gotten hotter, not cooler. A pro-e-bike campaign has erupted on Twitter, and activists are coming out to say that banning e-bikes would hurt immigrants and low-paid workers and not make the city any more safe. So, listeners, on both sides of this, what do you think about the city e-bike ban or the way it's enforced? We invite calls from any point of view, 212-433-WNYC. Maybe you're a delivery person who uses an electric bicycle. How would the crackdown affect your life, your livelihood? Or are you someone who's called 311 or even 911 to complain about e-bikes or an e-bike incident? Have you ever been injured by one or seen anybody else? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And with us now, with kind of a panoramic view on the issue, is environmental psychology PhD candidate at the City University of New York Graduate Center, Do Lee, who's looked into the issue. Do, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. I'm here to discuss my research on this topic and how we might be able to, you know, complexify this issue and give it context.
What are you researching?
So my dissertation research is with delivery workers here in New York City. And this research came about because I kept seeing articles that were demonizing the workers. And I thought this was very funny because, you know, I walk on the streets here. I ride my bike. And I thought this was very strange because I never felt threatened by delivery workers. So I thought the tenor was very odd, so I kept looking into this.
So can you describe the legislation proposed by Mayor de Blasio on the show and how it differs from previous legislation? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but e-bikes are already illegal in New York, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they sit in this very odd gray zone, right? It's legal to own one, but it's illegal to ride one, which makes no sense whatsoever to the delivery workers. They're like, this is bizarre. Why are you penalizing it when it's legal to own one? And so I think New York City just hasn't taken the steps to address this discrepancy.
And we should probably make the distinction between fully electric bicycles and power-assisted bicycles on which people still pedal, yes?
Maybe. I mean, the problem here is that these definitions sit in this gray zone in the way the New York City ordinance is written around electric bikes. And so at different times, the NYPD has confiscated and ticketed pedal-assist electric bikes, which is the one that Mayor de Blasio said were legal. But I have seen an article recently where a reporter asked this question, and the city said, no, these pedal assists are not actually, in fact, legal. They're classified as motorized scooters. And so this is where we need clarity on this issue. The workers need clarity on this issue. And what Mary de Blasio rolled out isn't really much of a change in what would happen to workers. Basically, what happens is the NYPD sees the workers using electric bikes, whether they're throttle or pedal assist, and they stop them, issue them a criminal summons, $500, which is an enormous amount of money, and then they can confiscate the electric bike on the spot. And so that has been the status quo for to date. The new thing that de Blasio is suggesting is that the city would take that information and then issue a summons to the restaurant. The police would take the information back to the precinct, find the restaurant owner's name, then issue them a summons. This is based on the fiction that the restaurants own all the e-bikes. And in this research, I've been working with the Biking Public Project, and we have surveyed over 150 workers. We have done interviews like 20-plus workers, focus groups with over 20 workers as well, and not a single one of them had their bikes provided to them by the restaurants. Every single one had to buy their own equipment. They
really?
Had to buy their own helmet, the reflective vest, everything. They had to use their own cell phones. The restaurants don't want to pay for
just
any of this
to
stuff.
Deliver your takeout meal.
Absolutely. And so when de Blasio and Matthew Scheffler are saying, we're not trying to target the workers, this policy is patently anti-immigrant, it's anti-worker, it's anti-safe streets. It's not doing any of these things. And so I don't understand the point of this because it's not addressing the root of the problem.
Are there stats that you've looked into about e-bike-related injuries?
Well, this is where it gets very confusing to me because the city cannot cite any instances where an e-bike rider in New York City has killed anybody else. We were at a meeting with the NYPD, and we asked this, can you cite an instance of this? And the example they gave back to us was an e-bike rider who was killed by a driver. And we're like, that's not what we asked. And they told us that they didn't separate out the injuries caused by cyclists to pedestrians from e-bike riders. And so we know that the numbers provided by a city about cyclists injuring pedestrians, it happens, I don't want to minimize that these injuries do happen, but relative to the scale of injuries, they're pretty minimal. They don't happen at a high frequency. And so if we know that the e-bike rider injuries are folded within that, we're not talking about very many injuries on the grand scheme of things. I'm not trying to minimize anyone's being hit by a cyclist or e-bike rider, but why are we spending so much time and effort on this when we have all sorts of other issues to deal with in the city?
Let's take a phone call. Damon in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Damon.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yes, my name is Damon. I'm the owner of Green Path Electric Bikes in Brooklyn, New York. And actually, the law of, I was cited by the city, and I received some violations stating that I was selling electric bikes. And the law actually reads that New York City considers an electric bike a motor scooter. And the law reads this, is that by definition, a motor scooter is any two-wheel device that is meant to be stood upon or sat upon that is powered by an electric or gasoline motor that is propelled without human power. So according to New York City law, our mayor stated, is that the throttle-based bikes are illegal in New York City. What is not illegal are the pedal assist. These are the European version bikes. These are what we sell. And
right, you sell the pedal assist bikes, not the ones that you think would rightly be characterized as motor scooters.
That's correct. Now, even the federal government agrees that electric bikes, even with the throttle, they consider them a consumable, non-motor vehicle situation. New York State, they say that they're not allowed on the roads of New York State, but there is nowhere in New York State written the definition of what an electric bike is.
David, I'm gonna leave it there. But this is part of the heart of the matter, though, isn't it? This distinction between a pedal-assisted electric, partly electric bicycle, and a fully electric bicycle, which goes faster, correct me if I'm wrong, and might more rightly be treated as a motor vehicle if it's legal at all.
I mean, I think we also have to look at the average speeds of these vehicles on the streets.
You tell me.
And so, to be honest, the studies I've seen is that electric bikes go about 1 to 2 miles faster on average than a regular cyclist. That's not that much more. And I don't know what the numbers here are in New York City. I looked on the DOT website. I haven't seen that. I have heard people reference it.
I've never seen the stats one way or another, but my first reaction to hearing that number is skepticism, because why would they bother to make and sell, and why would the delivery people in the restaurants bother to coalesce around electric bicycles if all they're getting is 1 or 2 miles per hour more?
Well, what we're also talking about is physical fatigue, right? A lot of the workers we talked to about, especially the hyper-exploited workers, right? A lot of them are immigrants who may not speak much English, right? And so some of them are working 12 to 16 hours a day, and they're getting paid a base rate of $20 to $40 a day before tips, which is $2 to $4 an hour. And so if you're working 12 to 16 hours a day and you're using a regular bike, and some of these workers are in their 50s and 60s doing this work, and you know this nature's work is not exactly safe. You get hit by cars, right? And so a lot of these workers have had a number of injuries, and so for them, it's necessary to do their jobs in order to ride an electric bike. If we think about fatigue as well, that's an important safety issue as well. The National Safety Council cites that with car drivers, that when you're fatigued, you're 3 times more likely to get into a crash. So why would we not expect the same for delivery workers?
Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
You have a story.
I'm a driver in Brooklyn, and I got into an accident with an e-bike. I won't bother you with the details of the configuration of vehicles, but they were speeding through an intersection in the bike lane, and we got into an accident. Police got involved, and I didn't know what the deal was. Like, did they have the right of way because they were in the bike lane? Was it even legal for them to be in a bike lane? Was it legal for them to be on the e-bike at all? But the police just said, how's it going to look to insurance with a car and a bike in an accident? It's going to look like your fault. You don't want to write a report. So I ended up buying this guy a new e-bike because I felt bad for him. He seemed like that was his main source of income, and I didn't want to get insurance involved because of what the police said.
Right.
So even though
you felt the accident was his fault.
Actually, I didn't really know. It was hard to see him. He hit the back corner of my car after I made a left turn through the intersection. So I don't know. The police made it sound murky, and I wasn't sure if it was legal for him to be in the bike lane, but they didn't say anything.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate your story. Steve in Tribeca, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Brian. I'm calling because I use a pedal-assisted electric bike. Not only does it help going up long hills and an endless to bike further, but it seems totally appropriate, given my age. But that notwithstanding, it seems to me as though electric bikes, if they're, driven with reasonable caution the same way an ordinary bicycle has to be driven in the bike lanes, and observe the speed limits, shouldn't create any more of a problem than an ordinary bicycle. And I'm not quite sure I understand why the city would want to discourage the use of this environmentally sound transportation that minimizes clogging of the roadways.
Thank you.
Answer off the air.
Thank you very much. Well, Doe, do you want to characterize the city's position here in response to Steve's question?
Well, it is very odd because other states are legalizing e-bikes and other places are saying this is a great alternative. For a lot of us who want to ride bikes, we may have physical needs where we might not be able to ride a bike, or we have to go to work and we have to show up presentable, and riding a bike up a hill might make us look sweaty, right? And for most of us, that's a no-brain. We can't even do that to get to work. Or we would like to, in other states, the elderly love electric bikes. I have heard so many stories from friends and family who my grandparents are riding electric bikes. We love them. So I think that New York City needs to get on board with this is a technology that's spreading really quickly. So how do we manage this, and how do we involve people most affected by this, and why have we not heard the perspective of workers on this? And I don't think the workers are opposed to figuring out some sort of regulation of the electric bikes, but the thing here is that they're not legalized, and so there's no path to legalization for the workers on electric bikes, and that's the problem.
Dan in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to speak to this issue from the point of view of a cyclist. I live in Park Slope. I ride all over Brooklyn and Manhattan regularly on my bicycle, and I have had many near misses with these motorized bikes riding in the bike lanes. There's one famous bike lane here in Park Slope along Prospect Park West in particular that is essentially like a motor speedway overrun with these e-bikes. And frankly, I think it's extremely dangerous, and I think something should certainly be done about that. I mean, I don't know about the bigger question of e-bikes, but they should certainly be controlled in these bike lanes. I think it's very dangerous.
Do you feel, as a rider of a regular bicycle, that the e-bikes endanger you?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Well, as I said, you know, their speed is way faster than any bicyclist on the roadway. So, you know, they're speaking about this one particular bike lane that I'm describing on Prospect Park West. It's a very long straightaway that goes for maybe 20 blocks, and it's used by many cyclists as well as many e-bikes. So there's often these sort of traffic jams, or sometimes pedestrians are crossing the bike lane at the same time. A 60-mile-an-hour e-bike is passing a cyclist. You know, there's just many situations that have given me pause. And you know, I don't know if there has been a serious accident at this point, but I would expect sooner or later there will be. So I often feel endangered by these as a cyclist on the bike lane.
Dan, thank you very much. Doe, I think you want to take issue with the stat that he gave there.
Well, there's just no data to support this, that e-bike riders are dangerous. And by my count, cyclists have, you know, and I'm a cyclist myself, and cyclists are not a threat to people by and large. But by my count, cyclists have killed more pedestrians than e-bike riders. And so we shouldn't do this to divide cyclists from e-bike riders, because we share similar vulnerabilities to motor vehicle violence. And so I don't think this is productive to the discussion of safe streets. If we're talking about issues of Vision Zero, about like saving lives, e-bike riders haven't cost lives. And so the data doesn't support this. I understand that people feel fear, but we have to understand where the fear comes from. Is that fear backed up by the data? And it's not.
The fear is backed up by perception, certainly, mm-hmm. and there is a, you know, and I have felt it myself, mm-hmm. as also a regular mm-hmm. bike rider, mm-hmm. Where there's an e-bike that I feel is moving so quickly that it's not in the, you know, what I've been used to as the normal flow of bicycle traffic. Now, maybe technology moves on and all us regular bike riders need to get used to the fact that there are going to be, you know, three tiers of bicyclists out there, regular bikes and pedal assisted and full e-bikes, and just get used to it. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a fairly widespread fear. I could take call after call from people who feel like this is not safe.
Well, I think we have to be really careful about fear, right? Because there's a lot of people who fear Muslims, for example, right? And this is why there's a proposed bans on people from certain countries. Is there real evidence for that this is a threat, I'm sorry, but there really is no data to support this. And so if we're talking about fear, we have to be really careful about this. You know, if we justify fear for things, we get issues like of people being shot because this other person would be afraid of them. And I don't think that should be the standard. We need to look also not to invalidate people's fears, but try to understand, is it supported by the data? Is it supported by what's actually happening?
So do you foresee, and we just have 30 seconds left, restaurants and riders looking into and using loopholes to get around the legislation? Or what do you think happens after this?
Well, I'd like the city to sit down with workers and try to figure out a path to making this work. Some sort of form of fashion where they can use electric bikes safely, they can use it legally. The workers are not opposed to this, some way of doing that, but making sure that whatever solution is proposed is that they're not being targeted by the police or felt like they're being harassed for using what is at that point a legal bike.
Dolly is a graduate student in environmental psychology, PhD candidate at the City University of New York Graduate Center. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.